Yeah, it's been a lot of changes in a very short amount of time, and it seems like things are happening every day. We've been trying to condense it into weekly updates and weekly changes, which has worked pretty well. So about a month ago, mid-March, we made the decision to close the shelter to in-person visits, and that included not allowing in-house volunteers anymore. And this was really for everyone's safety. We wanted to make sure that people were following the stay-at-home orders and all of that. And we're really fortunate that we have hundreds of visitors every weekend day for sure. And then during the week, we're pretty busy as well. So we're in kind of a rough spot where we love our visitors, we love our volunteers, but we had to close the building down a little bit more. About a month ago, we started getting emails in from people who wanted to help the animal shelter. They wanted to help our shelter pets. And since about March 19th, we've had over 300 emails from people who want to take a foster pet home, which is just incredible. Last week, April 14th, we started our new virtual adoption process, and we were a little bit worried about how it would work because so much of our success comes from our in-person conversations with adopters and welcoming people into our shelter. And we were pretty floored by the response, actually. We adopted out 26 pets last week with this brand new process. We'd never done it before. Our staff has really risen to the occasion, and our adopters have been great. They're super patient, super understanding, and it's really pretty cool to just know that people still want to adopt a pet and they're willing to work with us to make that happen. Normally, in a week's time, we get about 20 emails from people who are interested in becoming a foster with us, and it was astounding to see this huge uptick in numbers. Going from like 20 a week to 300 in a month is pretty incredible. I think people just, they have more time at home and more time to think about maybe what might be missing in their family, and they think of adopting a pet. But I think people are just looking for companionship.